All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Kevin Sumlin, and the Wildcats are at UCLA on Saturday evening. I'm going to take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, a little bit of a touchy question. At the end of the season, do you think the NCAA needs to revisit the targeting rule? Because I'm seeing a lot of defenders when there's no way they can change their angle when the running back changes their angle because of time and space. Do they need to look at this a little bit differently or maybe decrease the penalty to maybe a second time?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's when any penalty change, you know, there's always going to be tweaking of how it's viewed. You know, any time that there's been a significant penalty change or implementation. So I think, you know, that's something that everybody's constantly looking at, you know, from the first time to when it was immediate ejection, and now the ability to review. And, you know, it's all about player safety. And so with that, you know, they're maybe looking at what the review is actually about, and what because in real time, sometimes things look different in slow motion and vice versa. So, you know, those are a lot of those calls are bang bang calls. And, you know, I think the original step was for player safety. I think the second step was to review them against automatic ejection when looking at it in slow motion. Sometimes it looks different than real time. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, Coach. Absolutely makes sense. Coach, and last question, and thank you for your time today.
You bet.
What facet of football has changed the most since you began coaching to today?
Well, you just caught me off guard there. You know, there's been a lot of changes, you know, with rules and then the ability to, you know, when the clock, I think in college football, the variation from not just going out of bounds and the clock stopping to the clock stopping for until the ball is respotted, you know, until the last 2 minutes, just like the pro game. I think that's changed, you know, some things with possession and really shortening the game a little bit more. But that has had a big impact, I think. And obviously some of these rules, as you just talked about, you know, defenseless player or those types of rules have had a huge impact on player safety and how you tackle and how you teach tackle.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck with UCLA this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Michael Lev, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Mike.
I'm wondering if there's any update or any clarity on the quarterback situation since we spoke yesterday.
Yeah, Khalil and I met yesterday, and we talked through a lot of different things. And you know, I made the decision this week to shut him down. And you know, it's the best thing for him. It's just for this week to give him a chance to get healthy. I think, you know, he has done. You know, he's been very courageous in what he's tried to do the last couple weeks, last 3 weeks, really four. So, you know, that is an injury that was nagging. And so we're going to take this week for him to get healthy and give him a chance to be the best Khalil Tate the last quarter of the season. You know, the best to him is also, as I say about any player, the best you is the best us. And, you know, for safety reasons and for his health and for our football team, he was in agreement with that. And so, you know, that's the direction we're going. But that's for this week. And you know, Rhett performed at a pretty high level. When he was in the game, he looked poised, and then the two freshmen will get reps, Kevin Doyle and Jamari. So because of the reps that are involved, we'll make a decision on the young guys who's going to go in the game if need be.
Just to clarify, Rhett's going to start on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. was it difficult for Khalil to agree to do that? I mean, since it seems like he's pushed himself to be out there.
Right. That's why we had the conversation. And I think after the conversation of just talking with him and understanding that, hey, look, that thing starts to feel fine, later in the week, but you get two series into the game and you tweak it a little bit. Anybody who's had an ankle situation knows what that's like. Week to week, it could feel great, but it certainly has not has hampered his performance. And given him the opportunity to get healthy, he certainly, we talked through it, and he understood the big picture, and it's frustrating for him too to not be able to do the things that he wanted to be able to do, really for the last month and a half. And so, as we talked through it, he agreed, and so we began that process yesterday, last night at practice.
Gotcha. And one more thing, you mentioned Kevin Doyle. I mean, we've talked a lot about Rhett and Jamari and Khalil. What have you seen out of Doyle in practices so far?
Well, he's been practicing, and he's a guy that is a competitor, just like Jamari. And so, he'll continue to compete to play. Obviously, he's got tools. He's got knowledge of the offense because of the last few weeks of being able to practice a little bit more with Khalil been nicked up, particularly early in the week, but certainly he's going to get more reps and more snaps this week. They all will, because you're down one quarterback. So, those guys are going to continue to get more reps this week, and then later in the week, you could see one of them or you could see both of them.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, we've got time for one more question.
Our next question comes from the line of Ben Boach, Los Angeles Times.
Coach, I'm wondering, as you go through this transition year, what's been the hardest part of it, and how have you gone about kind of working through that?
No, I think, any transition year is different for a head coach. I don't know the hardest part, but, transition into a new league is always different because you're it's your first time, and even with things as little as travel. And so going to new places and doing all things, and every university is different in their approach, whether it's class, whether it's quarters or semesters, and when you're practicing and things like that. So the things that are involved day-to-day operations are always different from place to place, I don't think that's difficult, but that's always a transitional issue. And then obviously getting to know the players and them getting to know your style and trying to fit, give your team the best chance to be successful based on the talent and what guys have, what they bring to the table. So I wouldn't say it's difficult. I think that those are always things that are challenging when you take a new job.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. That'll do it for today, Kevin. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.